Sudden ouster of Planned Parenthood physician president desperate attempt to regain political power. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 18, 2019. The sudden ouster this week of the first physician president Planned Parenthood has had in decades underscores the priority of America's largest abortion provider is protecting its political power. Planned Parenthood board chairs described Alexis McGill Johnson, tapped to lead the organization for the time being after the sudden dismissal Tuesday of Dr. Lena Wen, as a renowned social justice leader and tireless advocate for reproductive rights. Johnson's views are predominantly in line with those of the Radical Democrat Party. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman said Johnson appears to be more politically connected than Wen. As the pro-life watchdog group observed, OpenSecrets.org shows Johnson contributed to the political campaigns of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, $500, Hillary Clinton, $2,700, Senator Kamala Harris, $2,800, Senator Jeff Merkley, $2,600, and former Senator Claire McCaskill, $2,700. The acting president of Planned Parenthood also contributed to the campaigns of pro-abortion rights Republican Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. "We can expect to see a more aggressive political and legal agenda from Planned Parenthood under Johnson," said Newman, adding, "We are getting a glimpse of the disarray and division within Planned Parenthood's ranks. What we are seeing right now is a desperate attempt to regain political power it lost when President Trump took office in 2017. They are willing to throw anyone and everyone under the bus to get that power back." Wen, whose tenure lasted less than a year, initially referred in a tweet to the reason for her ouster as philosophical differences with the board, but then elaborated on that reference in a three-page letter to Planned Parenthood colleagues and supporters. Wen explained, "One year ago, when I came in front of the search committee selecting Planned Parenthood's next president, I posed this question. Did they see Planned Parenthood as an advocacy organization first, with medical services that are necessary to strengthen its impact? Or did they see Planned Parenthood as a healthcare organization first, with advocacy as a necessary vehicle to protect rights and access?" Wen said she believed she was coming in as Planned Parenthood president to run a national healthcare organization and to advocate for the broad range of public health policies that affect our patients' health. "The new board leadership has determined that the priority of Planned Parenthood moving forward is to double down on abortion rights advocacy," she said. Following its publication, however, Wen tweeted the headline "Completely Misconstrued D, My Vision for Planned Parenthood." The physician then made what may be the most memorable announcement of her tenure at Planned Parenthood: "Abortion is our core mission." A report at Politico Wednesday indicated a former Planned Parenthood employee denied the existence of philosophical differences between Wen and the board. The anonymous ex-staff member described Wen as an incompetent manager who has done significant damage to the organization. "If the board had been focused on ensuring Planned Parenthood's status as a true healthcare organization worthy of at least $500 million in taxpayer funding, however, then the damage had been done during the dozen years when Cecile Richards presided over the group, turning it into a Democrat Party political activist giant." While Planned Parenthood continues to present itself superficially as the trusted healthcare provider of American women, the organization, including Wen, has also insisted, using a since-debunked statistic, that abortion represents only a mere 3% of its services. In recent years, Planned Parenthood's own annual reports have told the story of the decline in its healthcare services as the number of abortions performed in its clinics has increased. The organization's most recent 2017 to 2018 report showed Planned Parenthood performed 11,373 more abortions than in the previous year, as it also took in $1.67 billion in revenue. The group also failed to go along with the trend in the nation as a whole when it comes to abortions. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, released a report in November that revealed the number of abortions in the United States had reached its lowest level since the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade in 1973. However, the number of abortions Planned Parenthood performed had increased. In contrast to the 332,757 abortions performed in 2017 to 2018, Planned Parenthood stated it performed only 216,722 well-woman exams, significantly fewer for an organization that claims to be primarily a woman's healthcare provider. The organization performed 9,055 prenatal services. In 2017 to 2018, 1,293 more than the previous year. But still far below its number of abortions performed and a significant drop from the 17,419 prenatal services the group claimed in 2014 to 2015. The report observed that Planned Parenthood provides less than 1.4% of the nation's HIV tests and less than 1% of Pap tests. Additionally, in the last 5 years, service-to-client ratios for breast exams and Pap tests have declined by 37%. There is little or no demonstrable capability for definitive diagnosis or a range of treatments for any disease or condition at Planned Parenthood centers, the CLI study's authors wrote. With the exception of abortion, Planned Parenthood does not provide any service that is not easily available from alternative providers.